Be'ezrat Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Achad Asa, the 11th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Ma'aseh Karbanos, and the laws of the activities of Karbanos and Seva Avodah, where we continue the theme from the previous Perek, which was discussing regarding the eating of the Kachim, and this Perek we discuss regarding the prohibitions that apply to certain eatings of Kachim. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the meat of the Oila. Kol Ha'Oichel Kazayis Mibsar Oila. Whoever eats an Alf sized piece of the meat of the totally burnt sacrifice, Bein Lefnei Zrikas Dama, Bein Lachas Zrikas Dama, whether it's before the blood was sprayed, whether after the blood was sprayed, or sometimes we make a differentiation, here either way, Leika is going to get lashish, like it says in the Pasuk in Devarim. It says, Leisucha Lecha B'Sharecha, you cannot eat in your gates, Maisa Degancha, the tithing of your grain, V'Tireishcha V'Tzerecha V'Gaymer, and your wine and your oil, etc. Now, what else does it say you're not allowed to eat? V'chol Nidarecha Ashatidr, and any vow which you have taken a vow, what is that referring to? M'Piyash Mu'lamdu, from the tradition they learned, Shazu Ashar Lo'ichel B'Sar Ha'Oila, that this is a prohibition for someone who's coming to eat the meat of an oila, which no one's supposed to eat, it's supposed to be totally burnt. That neder of the oila, that's what the Torah is warning, Leisucha Lechel, and therefore one would be violating and get lashes. Halacha Beis, moreover, V'chelba, the fats, of V'sara and its meat, V'salt and its flour, V'shamna and its oil, V'yayin and its wine, Shal Nesecha, of its libations, which these are all part of a carbon oila. Chamishna, Mitzvah, and Lekitzayis, all five of these ingredients, they all combine for the measurement, the minimum measurement of an olive size, to get this lashes for eating an oila. Halacha Gimel continues in a related vein, that of the imurin, of the sacrificial parts. Also, if anyone eats an olive size of all the sacrificial parts, before the blood was sprayed, after the blood was sprayed, whether it's a coin to Yisrael, which this is just like an oil that's totally burnt on the Mizbeach, like he gets lashes. Because the sacrificial parts are totally burnt on the Mizbeach, like all the oilers. Now, very says regarding the flour offering of a coin, it should be totally burnt. Loi se'ochel shouldn't be eaten. We learn from here as a source, kol shu kol mizbech, whatever is totally burned on mizbech, achilasa, but loisa say, that it's eating by the person is a negative prohibition, and therefore, like in Lubbock Gezayas, you get lashes for eating it the size of an olive. V'chino ichle Gezayas mibsar chatois and estrafis. So if someone eats an olive size of the meat of a certain chatois, unlike the regular chatois that the meat is eaten, but these are supposed to be burnt, and their avodah is done inside the heichel, there also someone eats from it like he's going to get lashes. Shemek says in the pasuk, "V'chol chatas hashiyuv midama el oil ma'id." Any chatas where it's going to be brought from its blood into the oil ma'id v'gam etc. Loi se'ochel should not be eaten. Be'ish tisofer should be burnt in the fire. It says explicitly not to eat it, and therefore one will get lashes. Halacha Dalad continues regarding before the blood is sprayed of the carbon. Kol oichel gezayis mipsar hakadoshim. Whoever eats from an olive-sized meat of that of kachem, I feel like kachem, even the low level kachem, which are generally eaten by the Kahanim and by the Bailam, but if it's Kaidim Zrikas Damim, if it's before the blood is sprayed, where there's no Halacha Me'il yet, because not yet Hashem's, so to speak, of misappropriation, if someone eats it before the Zrikas Adam, like it's going to get lashes. Why? Because Shanem, it says in the Pasuk we quoted before, Lesucha Lecha B'Sherecha, you're not allowed to eat in your gates, my Sadigantcha B'Sherecha B'Sherecha B'Gaymer, the tithing of your grain and your wine and your oil, etc. And it says V'Nid V'Sechah, before we mention the Neder regarding that of Oila. And it says, and your donations. What does it mean to say in this pasuk? You can't eat your nedava, which you are lati, but you can't eat b'sherecha in your gates. That's what the pasuk starts off. What does it mean in your gates? Before the blood was sprayed in the gates of Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash, so you can't eat it yet before the blood was sprayed in when it's still by your shaar before it was done by the shaar hamakom. From the tradition, they learned that this is a prohibition. If someone eats from the meat of a Thanksgiving offering or a peace offering, is done before the blood is sprayed. And but the same thing applies to all other kachem, where the kachem kam, by the kachem chamur. And the six elements in the Thanksgiving offering, the fats, vabas, and the meat, vasos, the flour, vashem, and the oil, vayayin, the wine, malechem, and the bread. Cool, something like this, they all combine for this minimum measurement of eating it before the blood is sprayed to violate and get lashes for this Isra of Leisuch Lecha B'Shadecha of Nidvesecha before it was brought, it's Rikizdam B'Shari HaMakam. Halacha Hei continues regarding another prohibition regarding Edim Kachim, that of Chutzla Azar. Kolo'ichl Gezayis M'Bzak Kachik Kachim. Whoever eats an olive sized meat of the Kachik Kachim, which we have mentioned had to be eaten in the previous parak in the Azar, if he eats it Chutzla Azar out of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, like he gets lashes. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk that we mentioned, Leisuch Lecha B'Shadecha, you cannot eat it in your gates. Maisid Degan Chabasirish Chabitzadecha. And the tithing of your grain and your wine and oil, uvachayris b'karcha v'tzenecha, and the firstborn of your cattle and your flock. Me'piash mulam, from tradition they learned, shezu azhar, what's this a warning for? La'oichel me'besar chatois v'ashamis, chutz la'azhar, what's the b'karcha v'tzenecha? It's eating from the meat of the chatis and the ashram out of the azar. And that's b'sharecha, in your gates, not in Hashem's gates. V'vadin la'oichel kachem kalim chutz la'ashamim. The same thing would apply not just for Kachem Kachem out of the Azar, but also for Kachem Kalam out of Yishalayim, which is also its boundaries, as we learned in the previous parak, Shulaki, we get lashes. And the reason for that equivalency is because Shechemis Yishalayim, the Kachem Kalam. The walls of Yishalayim for the lower level Kachem is Kachemis Azar, the Kachem Kachem. It's like the walls of the courtyard for the Kachem Kachem. And the Echem Sarachatas, the Ashram, Ashram, Menachas, this all applies, whether it's the Mira Bachatas, the Ashram, or the remnants of the Menachas regarding the Azar, so to Kachem Kalam regarding Yishalayim. Halach above. So let's say you had the meat of a kachem kachem that went out of the walls of the Azar. Or the sar kachem kalam shetzel chutz l'chemes Yerushalayim, or the meat of kachem kalam which went out of the walls of Yerushalayim. Nifsel, so like we mentioned, previous lach becomes invalid. And neslaim becomes forbidden forever, meaning the avbeish l'chaz l'mekayim, even if you bring it back into its place, as l'alchay, you're not allowed to eat anymore. And v'oich menik is aiser, so whoever eats an outsized piece of it, like it's going to get lashes. How do we know? The Shema, like it says the pasuk in Shemais. The literal translation of the pasuk is uvasa basad. If you have meat in the field, treva that it got mold, like some animal attacked it, so leisechil you're not supposed to eat it, which is the prohibition of eating a treva animal. But Chazal darshan kimin sheyatza basa chutz lemechitzasai. Once the meat of the whatever it is, let's say the kachim, that went out of its boundaries, that's uvasa basad, went to the fields out of its home, nasa katreva becomes like a treva, which is forbidden to be eaten, as it says leisechilu. Like we explain this in the laws of forbidden food items in Perakei Halacha Tes. Halacha Zayin, now instead of going too far out, like we're saying Chutz Lazara, the opposite way, Nichnas Besar Kachem Kalam Lehechel, let's say the meat of Kachem Kalam goes into the sanctuary, which you're not supposed to eat in the sanctuary, that's too deep in, still if it's a kosher, it's going to be valid, it's not going to be invalidating like going out of the perimeter. Halacha Ches continues regarding other prohibitions from eating Kachem, is Zar, a non-Kohen. Sha'ochel Gezayis Mepsar Kachem Kachem Bazara, if he eats an olive-sized piece of meat from the Kachem Kachem, specifically about Zar in the courtyard. Achas Rik is done after the blood is sprayed, then look, and then it gets lashes for a Zar eating Kachem. Why? Because the pasuk says, V'ochlo oisim ha-shakuba ben v'gomer, that they who are going to eat it and create a tum with them, which refers to the Kahanim, as it's supposed to be done, and that's what the pasuk says, V'zol lo-yechel, that the non-Kohen should not eat it, which teaches us, V'mokam sha-Kohen oichel, in the place where the Kohen could eat it, uve'esher olacha, and the time when the program to eat it, which is after the blood has already been sprayed, then the Machal Hashem Azar, that's what the Pasuk ends off, and if then, in that circumstance, the Zar eats it, which again is in the Azara, after Zrikas Adam, then look, and then it gets lashes. Aval Ocha Azar, Besar Kachem Kachem Machutz, but let's say the Zar, the non-Kohen eats the meat of Kachem Kachem out of the Azara, then look, and Mishem Achel Machutz, then he's going to get the lashes for eating it out of the perimeter, Le Mishem Zar Shachel Kodesh, not because of the non-Kohen eating the Kodesh, Shari Enim Ruh Mishem Lekam, because out of the Azara, it's not fit for the other Kanim. And the Pasuk is equating it, it has to be only when it's for the Kanim, that's when he violates. Or let's say if he eats it in the courtyard, the right place, but not at the right time. It's before the blood was sprayed. Then he's only getting the lashes for eating before the blood was sprayed, as we mentioned before, but not for being a non-kohen, because even a kohen cannot eat it at that time yet. Halacha tes. Zar shochel gezayis mechatas oifer. A non-kohen eats an olive size of the bird chatas. So like yishtayim, here actually he's going to get two sets of lashes. Achas mishum zar shachol is kodesh, like we mentioned in previous halacha. One is because he's a non-kohen eating the kachem. The achas mishum oichel nevela, he's going to get another one for eating a nevela, a non-properly slaughtered bird. Because shakol malika neveli, any time which is the avoida of the chatas oif, is to do malika, is to have the kohen take his thumbnail and cut off the bird's neck that way. Now that's essentially a nevela, but ukshuhucho, although the Torah permits it, like kahanim hucho, it's only permission for the kahanim as part of the avoida, but loyla zarm not for non-kahanim. And therefore, you have the two prohibitions taking effect at the same time, which is when the malika is done, it becomes kachem and also becomes a nevela. Like we explained in Perek Yizayin from Michlas Yisur B'Halacha Ches, that there's a concept called boin ke'echa. It's not iser al iser, which you can't have another one taking effect on another one, happening at the same time, and therefore he's going to have, by the chatas oif, not just the iser zaras, but also that of the iser of nevela.